Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clint, bro, I love you, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Ryan Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. T-Mills on the ones and twos, and it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Now, 5 o'clock hour, make sure you tuned in. Front row seats, Texans, Buffalo, Bills this Sunday. It's going to be a big-time matchup. You want to be in the building. You want to be in the building for this and see how these Texans stack up to a team that's been at the top of the AFC for the last handful of years. College football, it's rocking and rolling. I'm going to be honest with you, man. College football Saturdays are about, for me, is about as good as it gets. It's about as good as it gets. I just it's something about the normal kickoff rule. There's still something there about, you know, you're playing for what's on the side of your helmet. I know NIL's changing. I know transfer portal's changing that. But damn it, as fans and as alumni, we still fan in a way of which it just means more, just means a little something different. College football is where it's at, boys. And, you know, I'm typically someone that you know, prefers to – I don't need to be first. I don't need to have hot takes. I don't need to try to get out in front of everybody else. But on this one, I've got to. The Heisman Trophy. Boys – the Heisman Trophy, if it's ever been wrapped up by week six, it's wrapped up. it's wrapped up. And look, I'll start this by saying, obviously, Vegas doesn't think so or isn't going to agree with me because right now, they're the favorite in Vegas, according to, I don't even know what the hell I'm looking at, these odds. Tyler, tell me if these match yours. Jalen Milroe, plus 220. Travis Hunter, plus 500. Cam Ward, Miami quarterback, plus 500. Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back, plus 1,000. Dylan Gabriel, quarterback at Oregon. And Nico I am a Leve, I believe is how you say it. I know I don't have the drag and the accent to run that Tennessee.
That was pretty good, dude. I think it's I am a Leva.
That sounds good. I liked it. I liked that. I call him Nico. Not to be mistaken as number 12 here with the Texans. But Jalen Milroe, Travis Hunter, Cam Ward, those are your top three guys. I think personally right now, those are the three guys that are legitimate in the hunt. I mean, I think the other ones, you just got to get 6, 7, 8 guys out there. Tyler, is anybody else on your list that I left off that's sexy?
No, you almost, mirror image, man. That's the odds I see.
Okay. Jalen Milroe, Travis Hunter, and Cam Ward. Look, I'm a big Jalen Milroe fan. I had questions about Jalen Milroe and whether he would fit into the new Alabama head coach's system. I mean, he is a guy that there ain't no doubt about it. He's one of the most dynamic athletes in the game, playing the position at quarterback. But when you look at the way in which Washington won games last year, it was from the pocket, on time, accurately delivering the football over and over and over and over again. Michael Penix Jr. Was big time. And the question was, how does Jalen Milroe fit that? How do they massage and tweak their offense to fit Jalen Milroe? Well, look, two things have happened with Jalen Milroe. They have tweaked their system significantly to fit Jalen Milroe, and Jalen Milroe has developed and been much better, a much better passer of the football than I expected to see from him this year. Now, there's still some inconsistencies there, but boy, on the big stage, big moment, none bigger than last week, mm-hmm. He put up huge numbers. The dude's special. So no disrespect to Jalen Milroe, but I don't know how Travis Hunter doesn't win this thing with a landslide.
I agree with you. I think it's going to take him getting hurt before really anybody's in the conversation seriously. And I don't even know that you have to go top three. Like, you asked Tyler, like, who else? Did y'all mention Jackson Dart? Because Dart would have been up on my board too if not for him losing.
He had a rough one last week. I watched that game. Yeah.
If Hunter gets hurt, and I hope that doesn't happen. Obviously, I would love to see him run away with this thing like continuously. But if he gets hurt, I think it's a Milroe and Dart. I think it's probably between Milroe and Dart. I think it's a race between those
Cam
two
Ward's
guys.
Cam Ward's playing lights out, bro.
Yeah, okay.
And it looks awfully easy.
Yeah, and Cam Ward's right now obviously ahead of Jackson Dart. But then it becomes, a deeper conversation. But I'm with you, dude. Travis Hunter is just on a different level.
Well, I just think when we get a player, Charles Woodson was one that won the Heisman, and he did it as a dual threat. A two-way player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was great, and that's not the only reason he won it, but I think there was, being a two-way player like that, I think was what really put him over the top and allowed the defensive player to win it, right? But when you look at kind of how the stars need to align for Travis Hunter to pull this thing off, they are aligning, man. Colorado, love or hate them, whether you believe that they're real contenders or not, they're 4-1. They're 4-1 with back-to-back Big 12 victories against Baylor and UCF. And their team is not just getting hype because of Deion Sanders. Now, we'll see what happens moving forward, but I don't think they have to be great moving forward as a team and as a record in order for this to happen. But right now, they're 4-1, and he and Shedeur Sanders are the two best players on that football team, no doubt about it. So he's carrying the team, mm-hmm. right? The Big 12 is pretty wide open. And you're at 4-1, you still got a shot to win that thing. So, it's I don't think there's anybody. I haven't seen everybody in the Big 12 play, but I don't think there's anybody that's like just scary better than everybody else in the. I know Oklahoma State didn't. Hell, I watched them damn near get beat by Arkansas, and then they got beat up on. Who'd they get beat up on by last week? But anyway,
Oklahoma?
No, Oklahoma's in the SEC.
Yeah, SEC.
I'm talking about Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. I don't know. I'll look it up real quick.
Well, I mean, they got beat last week, and it's pretty convincing if I remember correctly. But the point is, there's nobody running away with
Kansas State, the Big 42-20.
There you go. And Kansas State's a good football team. But again, there's nobody in that conference that I think is going to run, or is proven yet to run away with it and be somebody that Colorado can't play with, right? And then you look at the team is legit. They got it. They're going to compete for the Big 12. And then when you look at the player, he is a legit, a real deal two-way player. He is a top three corner. Many think the top corner in the league, but I'm just being generous here to kind of paint the picture. Top three corner in all of college football. And he is a top three wide receiver in all of college football. 47 catches, 561 yards and six touchdowns through 5 weeks. His team is 4-1.
And he's doubled up, more than doubled up, Charles Woodson's offensive numbers the year that he won the Heisman Trophy. So, like, yeah, Woodson's last two-way player to win a Heisman like that, that was non-quarterback. Travis Hunter is just going to destroy anything and everything we know to be.
And he's the guy that made the play, the hit on the Baylor player that was on the goal line that saved the win ultimately. So, I mean, he's making monster plays on the defensive side of football. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker for me. My man, this is crazy to believe. It's crazy to think in 2024 with the way that, even just from a safety perspective, that football is played nowadays. Travis Hunter is playing on average 124 snaps a game.
Holy cow.
When he played 130 plus when they beat TCU last year, kind of when the hype was at its peak.
Yeah.
I thought that was just monster game, got to get established, you know, need all hands on deck to win. He's continuously done that. He has played 124 snaps per game this year. 5 games in. My man is, you talking about, there ain't no more. I mean, he's a starter, not a two-way player. He is a legit starter on both sides of the football and a top player at his respective position on both sides of the football.
And how many snaps did he play this past weekend?
I think it was 130-something.
All right, so play 130 snaps, and this is what this guy's been doing last year, this year. But he makes that play defensively to help win a football game at the end of the game. That's not a goal line stand at the end of the half. That's not a goal line stand at the end. Correct. At the end of the game. That makes it that much more special. I mean, what does this guy do at the next level? Does he have to pick one?
That's the other question, right? I think that's actually a lot of banter right now that you hear on some of these talk shows, TV talk shows, is you know, can he play, maybe not 120 some odd snaps, but can he play both sides of the ball and be great at the NFL level? And is it possible at the NFL level? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to put anything past him because I didn't think it was possible at the college. Like I'm talking big time football, like big boy football. I didn't think it was possible to play 125 snaps per game for a 5-game span. So he's already doing
at a high level.
You know, he's already doing it at a high level. Yeah. Something that I'm just like, you got to be kidding me.
So, I mean, is he going to basically be, if he gets a chance to play two ways at the next level, he will effectively be like the Shohei Ohtani of the NFL.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nuts?
It would be nuts. But one thing, and it's a big thing, and it's a huge green thing that might keep him from doing that, money, right? In the health and what you're paying a guy at the end of the day. Now, look, he'll be on a rookie contract, but still, like,
that money.
You want the guy on the field. Is he really going to be allowed to do any realm of what he's doing now in college at the NFL level, at the next level?
I wouldn't think so, but I'm just telling you, I wouldn't put anything past it. Most coaches would say there's no chance in hell. But when you watch him, they would say there's no chance he's doing what he's doing, so why not? I mean, look, you want to talk about nowadays? I mean, look, I don't know what the NFL career, like of like legit, how long the careers are of like superstars, guys playing at their best. But if this guy can come in the league and legitimately be a starter on both sides of the football and contribute for 5 or 6 years on both sides of the football in even a similar fashion, I mean, he's worth every penny. He's damn sure worth that rookie contract you're going to give him.
100%.
First overall. But you think about just what the guy's worth if he can do that. Like, how much of a steal are you getting if you can get, even if it's a part-time receiver, where it's not just one or two plays like Deion was, but he's a true, like, every other series type of receiver, man. I don't know, man. I'm just, to me, it's one of those where it's hard to look at it and go, you make the decision.
Yeah.
I don't want to make the decision.
We all want to see it.
Yeah, no, it would be unbelievable. Here's I'm just really comfortable saying at this point in time, there's nobody that's a better player in college football right now than a guy that's doing what Travis Hunter's doing. We've never seen anything like it, and everybody that has an opinion is the kid's absolutely ridiculous on both sides of the football. He can pick whatever he wants to do in the league, and he's still going to be the top draft pick off the board.
The only reason Jalen Milroe would be above Travis Hunter, even on an odds board, is just because of the position, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
And look, the game, the beating Georgia, like he's going to play in bigger, you know, until they get to a Big 12 championship. Milroe's going to play in big, but it's still not going to trump what he's doing.
They got Kansas State this weekend. Sure. Colorado does.
Ooh,
if he has a big game against Kansas State,
yeah,
then he's very much got to be a much more serious contender,
right,
for that.
Yeah,
they only have like maybe two more chances to, you know, play and beat a ranked opponent. They got Kansas State, and then I think second to last week of the season they have Utah. For this season, yeah, which is currently ranked, and we'll see how that goes between now and then. But you compete. Let's just say you compete at a really high level and put up the numbers that he's continuing to put up.
Sure.
That's going to be a hard pass, like, for people to go elsewhere.
Yeah, no,
besides Travis Hunter.
I agree, man. Travis Hunter, he's got the high. You mentioned it right when we started this segment. If he stays healthy, Travis Hunter's going to be that dude. Hey, on another note in the college football, and I know I brought to the air last week, Tyler, you remember this, the UNLV quarterback, Matthew Saluka, that left the team because the NIL obligations,
oh, yeah,
weren't paying him the money that he said that they had verbally committed to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the UNLV, you know, I don't know that I like to see this because I prefer the player to get the best of the deal. Like, I think the coach ought to pay his ass. I know Barry Odom. I like Barry Odom. I don't know what happened there, but I think ultimately this is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back in the NIL game. Ultimately, they're going to end up having to have contracts. So it's a really good thing. But check this out. UNLV ends up playing Fresno State last week. They beat Fresno State 59-14. Here's the numbers that Taj Malik Williams, who was the backup, obviously, who started this game, 13-16 for 182 yards and 3 touchdowns. Hang on, no, I'm not done. Taj Malik Williams, 12 carries, 119 yards, and 1 touchdown on the ground. Almost 10 yards a carry.
We going to Las Vegas!
I saw somebody said, whatever donor that was that tried to pony up the 100 grand to pay the Matthew Saluka kid to keep him from leaving,
mm-hmm,
they ought to just go ahead and pay that to this new quarterback and keep it moving.
It looks like it. I mean, geez, dude.
Okay, yeah, they got Syracuse this weekend.
Yeah, no. It's a big game. It's a big game, and but they're just one of those teams. They've already got two wins, two Power Four wins, and somebody's going to get into the college football playoffs from their level of ball. And there's, could it be them? Could they be on a historic run? We'll see. It's still wide open. I love it for Barry that the backup quarterback came in and played well. You know, I hate the fact that the kid didn't get his money. It's a bad situation to be in. Ultimately, I love the fact that it shined a light on give these kids a contract, and if you're going to pay them, let's put some guardrails, if you will, on what the hell's going on in college football. All right, did D'Amico Ryans make a mistake? Did D'Amico Ryans make a mistake when he decided Jalen Petrie's going to be your nickel defender and second round draft pick Kamari Lassiter, before his ass even got off the plane, was going to be a starting corner for your Houston Texans? We'll talk about that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Ron Ugly's out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler's on the ones and twos. He's in there working, y'all. These Astros are in there making him work. We got a tight game now. Astros have scored. They've got one run. Yainer Diaz down in the count.
Mr. Clutch
swung in an outside pitch. And then he just straight turned me on. He pushed with just outside pitch, just push it through the right side of the infield right there. Scored a run.
Boner alert.
Yes, indeed. And Jeremy Pena comes up there. Now Joe Espada is trying to get in my pants. Joe Espada all of a sudden decides he's going to lay a bunt down and move the runners. You got second and third, one out, and the Astros are down 3-1. You got the winning run at the plate. You got the tying run at second base. With one out in the ninth, the Tigers have made a pitching change, and again, we just talked about how clutch Yainer Diaz has been all year. Well, somebody that's probably been a little bit more clutch, at least a little more explosive in the level of clutchness that they've shown.
Hey, bartender.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it? What is it? What does he say? What does he say, Caratini?
Give me a Yiner bomb.
No, that was a Caratini. What's he say about Caratini?
Give me a little sip of the Caratini.
That's right, baby. Caratini's coming to the plate, and the tying run is on second.
Did you see that stat they just threw up there?
I did not. It's too many. I don't know how you read that fast. The numbers were too small.
One in 538. teams in this position that the Astros are in right now in postseason history.
How many?
538.
Oh, wow.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.
I tell you what, Caratini, I mean, this ain't the first at bat, right? I mean, he's been up a couple times.
Yeah, he's got a hit already today, too.
I mean, he is seeing it well because he is confidently cutting at this thing, man. So, all right, we'll keep you dialed in literally to the moment. Sean.
Sir.
D'Amico Rines, he moved Jalen Petrie from safety, really from the bench last year, from safety to your nickel defender. And look, I understand why. I think that's a better fit for him. But in doing so, that pushed Kamari Lassiter, the second round pick. This was early in OTAs for the Texans. It pushed Kamari Lassiter to an outside corner. And up until this past week, I'm not real sure that there was a lot of concern there. I mean, for me personally, there's a level of concern. There's a level of wait and see. There's a level of, hey, man, we need to see some stuff before we feel really good about this.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, that's back-to-back weeks. The Minnesota Vikings did it in impressive fashion. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars were able to get the matchups that they wanted multiple times. Get Justin Jefferson matched up on Eric Murray a couple of times. Get Justin Jefferson matched up on Azeez Al-Shaair. It was a decoy, but you still got it done. And then this past week, when you look how Christian Kirk, they were able to get Christian Kirk matched up on Jalen Petrie. Get Christian Kirk matched up on Bullock, I think, a couple of times. Get Brian Thomas matched up on Kamari Lassiter a couple of times, whether it was a double move or just a straight go route. That's 2 weeks in a row where I think offenses have really dialed in on the weaker defenders in the secondary. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a cause for concern with the Astros right now. Yesterday, Ron appeared.
Texans.
I'm sorry.
We got a lot going on right now, man.
Ron appeared worried about it a little bit yesterday, probably a little bit more than I was. And then I heard the midday guys talking about Brandon Scott joined the midday guys, and they were talking about it today. And I'm going to tell you, they moved the needle for me a little bit. I'm a little concerned moving forward because the quarterbacks are going to get better, the receivers are going to get better, the play callers are going to get better, and these guys may have gotten exposed a little bit. Your thoughts on the cover defenders for the Texans?
I think it's a possibility, right, that there really should be cause for concern. I remember when we were talking about it happening in OTAs, I don't know how many people were really excited about the idea of Jalen Petrie coming down and being the nickel defender, but I was, because it was a lot closer to the kind of player that we saw him become in college at Baylor, playing a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. And we know about the physicality, the playmaking ability there. And I think we've started to see that, but at what cost? Since voluntary minicamp, we've become very comfortable with Kamari Lassiter as a rookie.
Yeah,
and look, even me, like after week one, I was asking the question on my show, like, can Kamari Lassiter eclipse Derek Stingley, you know, as the top corner on this team? Like, is he going to be that freaking good? At least be in the same conversation by year's end. And that's how impressed I've been with him from OTAs through week one of an NFL season. I just love the guy's playmaking ability. I love the swagger. I like the way that he approaches the game and the athleticism, obviously the whole package, but there's obviously a big learning curve. I do think it's legitimate that you should have some concern. And I think part of the reason is that we maybe have glossed over it up until now is we were so focused on trying to find a way to get Jalen Petrie in the best possible position to be successful. We just anointed, Kamari will be fine.
Yeah.
Derek will be fine.
Well, I think when you hear D'Amico talk about him and you really watch, I pay more attention to what they do than what they say, being honest, but just giving him the position, that immediately, I never thought it, but I think generally speaking, it puts him in a conversation of some of these, what we've seen from some of these different guys, man, of just being able to, Sauce Gardner, even Derek Stingley Jr. when he got healthy to some degree, you know, just being able to jump out there and mm-hmm. be really, really great cover guys in the league from jump, and I just think that's probably unfair, right? I mean, the circumstances, the way he was handed the job probably puts us in a position, or most of us in a position to believe like, okay, well, hell, he must have elite cover skills. In reality, there's going to take some covering up to do. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some shortcomings. They're going to target him. He's going to lose some of those. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the players, like, I think there's three of them in the conversation of cover defenders or secondary defenders that are under the, we need to see a lot more and we're slightly concerned about these guys. Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter, Eric Murray. Which guy are you more concerned about moving
forward? Eric Murray.
Are you really? Safe? The safety, the one that doesn't, that's not in a coverage situation more often than
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, he had the only sack in the game and he made some other plays, but I worry about him in coverage because
sure.
if you just got done talking about 2 weeks in a row, Vikings, Jags found a way to put a D'Amico Ryans defense in compromising positions.
That's right.
And in Minnesota, they made many more of those plays than they did from Jacksonville's standpoint this past weekend. But I worry until I don't need to about a D'Amico Ryans defense being put in compromising situations when Eric Murray's on the field than I do Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter, because I've seen their athleticism. I've yeah. seen their playmaking ability in coverage. Eric Murray, I've seen him wind up on his stomach too many times to this point and beat in coverage for me to feel comfortable about him.
Yeah, look, I would, if I'm just talking about general coverability, then I would agree with you. If D'Amico Ryans keeps exposing Eric Murray, we got some scheme problems we got to talk about. All right, here we go. Astros right now, 3-1, bottom of 9, bases loaded, Jason Hayward. At the plate with a 1-1 count, two outs. This is the drama that is the Astros, baby.
Your boy Chaz with a hell of an at bat.
Chaz with a hell of a bat. Didn't get him the White Boy Chaz nickname back. If he'd have hit, if he'd have took 1 yard and won this thing, it damn sure would have.
Come at me about White Boy Chaz.
Yeah, he didn't get that back, but he did. He did have a good at bat and get him a walk. We'll update you on how this thing breaks out right here on Sports Radio 610 Houston.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Leader.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And the 2-2 hit sharply right at Torkelson. And the Tigers hold on and win this one 3-1 as the Astros leave the bases loaded and all of Motown can exhale. Oh, what a game. And the Tigers lead this best of 3-1-0.
There it is. Detroit wins game one, 3. Yes, 3-1. I hear you, T. I hear you, man. That was a tough watch because that, when it's all said and done, Scuba was nails, man. Out of the gate, he was nails. He's probably going to win the Cy Young. He went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, only walked 1, ended 2 innings with big strikeouts and staring down the Astros dugout. I don't think anybody took offense to it or anything like that, but he was definitely jacked out of his mind. And then the bullpen came in, and they shut the Astros down as well until that last inning. The Astros got to him, made it real interesting, and you had some guys come through in big-time fashion. Yainer Diaz he pushes a single through the right side of the infield to get that one run. Jeremy Pena bunts, sack bunts to move runners to second and third. Then Chaz McCormick had a chance to get White Boy Chaz back, and he did well, but he didn't do enough to get his nickname back. But he drew a walk to load the bases for Jason Hayward.
That was a big at bat.
Big at bat. It was a good at bat. He had to pitch. I don't know how many pitches it was, but it was up there. He fouled off several pitches and battled and got a walk, loaded the bases, and Jason Hayward hits an absolute screamer just right at the first baseman. I mean, got on top of it. It was a line drive, and first baseman never had to move. He teased the hell out of me because I thought that was down the line, and it was definitely going to score two. But it didn't. Nonetheless, the Astros lose game one, 3-1. It's a 3-game series. They're down 1-0 in this series. Sean Bajani, how you feeling about these Astros and their ability to bounce back and take the next two?
Well, it's literally win or go home, and we're about to find out the answer to our question, one of which we started the show today asking, would you rather Yusei Kikuchi or Hunter Brown? Who's it going to be for game two? The season is on their shoulders, and I think if we're being honest, you take out of the equation what either one of the two have done this season or even career-wise against the Detroit Tigers, it's what can either one of them do against the Detroit Tigers tomorrow in a win-or-go-home game. I feel comfortable with either one of those guys, but it just feels like it should be Hunter Brown. It feels like what he has in his arsenal would be the best possible matchup against this Tigers lineup, which, look, on paper, I know what they've done here recently. The Tigers are playing some of the best baseball, if we're being honest, in all of the major leagues, and the Astros have been playing the best baseball in all of the major leagues for far longer, and Hunter Brown has been very much a part of that. If I had to choose one guy with a gun to my head, it should be Hunter Brown on the mound tomorrow for the Astros, and I'd feel really, really good about that. But the Astros have had several opportunities in the last couple of weeks to kind of galvanize, if they even needed to do that, Clint. And I feel like, again, today's another example of being able to do that, fighting back, being relentless, resilient. You know, their hashtag literally has been, they've been living it all season long. What else do you want from Jason Hayward? You know, for the guys that have come before him, give him the opportunity, have great at bats. That was an 8-pitch at bat by Chaz McCormick, who came back from down 1-2 in it to earn that walk. and all you're looking for is the chance. Jason Hayward rips a freaking ball down the right field line that we both thought was, you know, going to be a double down the line, and he's running for days, and the Astros tie this game, maybe even go ahead. Who knows? It didn't happen.
Well, don't forget Caratini. Also, he went with a pitch to left field. As he was hitting left-handed, obviously, he went with a pitch to left field and hit it well, and it just it wasn't far enough into left field in order to get down. He hit it not right at the left fielder, but it close enough to him. And so, from all the way from Diaz's at bat, really all the way through, there's nothing you can complain about with the Astros in that ninth inning right there. I mean, every at bat was a solid at bat.
Even go back, Jordan's at bat to start the inning. Yeah. I mean, he freaking rips a damn double. In a really difficult part of the park to try and get one out off the wall, over the glove of the center fielder. And dude just, you still haven't had a chance to really see if he can run or not.
Yeah, right.
he literally just cruised into second base and then is promptly pinch run for by Zach DeCenzo. But the fact that he's able to obviously swing the bat, swing it well with pop, that's huge.
Yep.
And you just need it to all kind of come together tomorrow. It all comes down to tomorrow. Hunter Brown or Yusei Kikuchi, at the end of the day, you're not going to win very many playoff games when you can only push one run across.
This is all nervous.
You leave eight guys on base today. I think they were 2 of 7 with runners in scoring position, though they seem to start heating up towards the latter portion of the game, an area of which they've not been very good in, statistically speaking, all season long. But who's better at getting up off the mat, as Patrick Creighton always likes to say, and who's been better in clutch situations over the course of the last near decade than the Astros in these positions?
Yeah, if there's a team that's not going to flinch, it's damn sure the Astros. There's no doubt about that. Look, Framber Valdez was not great today. Went 4 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 3. He gave up 3 earned runs, but it was single in the second inning. It was beautiful baseball if you're just a fan of baseball. But it wasn't like they barreled up bombs or anything like that. It was Framber Valdez went 4 1/3, threw 78 pitches, and he didn't have his best stuff today, and the Astros didn't have enough firepower at the plate to make up for it.
Joe Espada just moments ago announced the game 2 starter, and it in fact will be Hunter Brown. Per Chandler Rome on Twitter, Hunter Brown, Detroit native and Wayne State product, will start game 2 of the wild card series against the Tigers to save the Astros season. All AJ Hinch said pregame, I believe it was today, when asked about who he would think about starting in game 2, was that it's going to be Tarik Skubal today and pitching chaos the rest of the way. I would imagine AJ Hinch announces a game 2 starter if he hasn't already here very soon.
Well, it's going into game 2. You're going to know you're fully loaded. Yordan Alvarez did obviously play today, batted third, hit third in the lineup. What did he end up? He had to end up 2 for 3.
Who, Yordan today?
Yeah, Yordan 2 for 3, 2 for 4.
I knew he had a couple of hits.
I got it right in front of me. Let me go ahead and 2 for 4. 2 for 4 today. He did strike out once, had the double off the wall late. That kind of got that little bit of a rally started. He led off that ninth inning. So Yordan Alvarez is good to go. Tucker obviously hit second. Bregman showing no signs of any issues with that arm. And so the Astros are full go. Everybody's ready to rock and roll. Hunter Brown out of the gate tomorrow. How you feel about the series overall? I know you feel good about the Astros and their track record, but this squad right here with the ability to win the next 2 to take this wild card series. Tyler, how you feeling about it after watching that game?
Can't ever count them out, man. Like, I know y'all just mentioned Patrick Creighton's little catchphrase that we all love it because it's true. Nobody gets up off the mat like the Stros, and right now, Stros fans just got to hold on to faith that they'll continue to do that. This era ain't over till it's over. There's a lot of baseball left to play. 9 innings, actually, is what's on the line for the Astros tomorrow. But, no, I feel good about it. I don't feel bad about it. I feel good about it. Young kid Hunter Brown, let's go.
Hey, all you can do is talk him up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what we spent a majority of the season, half of the season, almost more than half of the season, if we're being honest, like talking about all of the negative because it was impossible to get away from. I mean, literally since before spring training officially started, Justin Verlander was 2 weeks behind. All of the injuries that they got pelted with coming back from, 12 games under 500 two different times, 10 games back in the division on June 18th. Talk them up. I mean, why focus on the negative? I mean, you have people getting thrown in the towel through, you know, 30 pitches in the game today. Like, it's ball game over. Like, you can miss me with that. Your season's on the line tomorrow. You know damn well this club has every chance to win a win-or-go-home game tomorrow just as much as the Detroit Tigers do, no matter who's on the mound or who's at the plate swinging, because they've done it all season long.
As I said earlier, Framber Valdez pitched 4 1/3, 3 earned. Also, I think of note in this ball game, Ronel Blanco did end up coming in relief. He pitched 2 innings, no earned runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He did pitch today. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, the bullpen, a starter that goes directly there, I don't know what that means for him. And he's obviously going to be treated differently than a normal reliever, I would think.
He threw 50 pitches today, so I would assume that he's not available tomorrow. And I understand when it's a win or go home situation, it's all hands on deck.
50 of them.
But I mean, you've got plenty in your arsenal. Yeah. You got plenty in your arsenal. And if it comes down to the last guy, in your pen, then so be it. But also, if it does, it probably means the bats have not taken care of business, have not reciprocated, which, if you ask me, my biggest concern going into tomorrow, it's complimentary baseball. Because far too often here down the stretch, the Astros have really struggled to play complimentary baseball. Nights in which they've been fantastic on the mound, they've struggled defensively, or they've struggled at the plate. When Pena's made a great play in the field, or Bregman, or Jake, whatever, they've struggled at the plate. It's just about being able to put it all together. But I don't know. We could take a page out of what D'Amico Ryan said after the victory over the Jags this past weekend. You don't give a damn how you win, just as long as you come home 3-1. Texans came home 3-1. It was ugly, whatever. I don't give a damn how the Astros win tomorrow, but just win.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's definitely a just win scenario. I think just to throw this out there, Hunter Brown has been named the starter for game 2. Bajani put some stats together a little bit earlier. He last pitched on 9/23. In 2 games, I do think this is, I don't know if you meant to say this, but you did mention earlier, like throw out what these guys had previously done against the Detroit Tigers. But
Don't throw out Hunter's, because Hunter's is nice.
That's right. You know right where I'm going, right? Hey, so in 2 games, 1 start versus Detroit this year, Hunter Brown has an 0.75 ERA, 121, that'd be a lot, that'd be several games. 12 innings pitched, 10 hits, 1 earned run, 16 strikeouts, no walks. 12 innings pitched, 1 earned run, ladies and gentlemen, with a high strikeout rate. You got to like the at least on paper what Hunter Brown looks like in game 2 versus the Detroit Tigers. This is what the Astros are made out of. This is where that championship DNA comes through, just like it did in that 9th inning where they made this thing interesting. Every out matters when you've got the makeup of the Houston Astros, and fell short today, but stay tuned, baby. The Astros got some baseball left. Hopefully they can push this thing to 3 and then win it in dramatic fashion, huh?
Let's go.
What do you say? That's it. All right, 5 o'clock fire coming up next. We got a Texans ticket giveaway coming. Hey, pick the phone up. Call your people now. Make sure they're listening. Get them phones ready, because you never know when it's going to happen in this 5 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock fire is next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.